PodQuiz 1103. Hello there, and welcome to PodQuiz 1103.
Round 1.
We'll start this week with an annual anthems music round. There are 4 pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title. And for number 5, you need to tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Question 1. Question 2.
See, my old man's got a problem. Live in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did.
Question 3.
I'm going to glow up one more time, trust me. I have magical foresight. You gon' see me sleeping in courtside. You gon' see me eating 10 more times, ugh. You can't take this one nowhere, ugh. I look better with no hair, ugh. Ain't no sign I can't smoke hair, ugh. Yeah. Give me the chance and I'll go there. Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head.
Question 4.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right, till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
Question 5.
Yes, so please tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Round 2.
Round 2 is on the Boeing 747.
Question 6.
The 747 went by one of 2 common nicknames. Name either.
Question 7.
How many engines does the 747 have?
Question 8.
How many wheels does the 747 have in its main landing gear, excluding the 2 on the nose gear? 16, 20, or 24?
Question 9.
In which decade did the 747 enter commercial service?
Question 10.
2 747s were heavily modified and registered as N905NA and N911NA in 1974 and 1988, respectively. For what purpose?
Round 3.
Round 3 is cartoon characters. You're about to hear 5 short clips from cartoons, and for each I'd like you to tell me the name of the character that is speaking.
Question 11.
There I was standing in front of Chain. It didn't look good. I mean, let's face it, he's faster and stronger than me. So if I was going to beat this guy, I had to act fast. So I faked to my left, but he got a hold of me and knocked me down. Down, but not out, I yelled, "Let go of my purse!" curse at the top of my lungs. Then, with all my might, I kicked him as hard as I could.
Question 12.
Gee, I don't want to scare people. I want to be friendly. Good morning, Mrs. Robin.
Question 13.
I ate Fry. I broke up with my boyfriend and then I ate him. The pain and guilt are too much. I can't go on knowing what I've done. Fry.
Question 14.
Mom saw my report card. Mija, if you had just applied yourself, but I am applying myself. My baseball stitches are so small, they're practically invisible. And I can read and write witch tongue in 5 different dialects. Also, I can sit so perfectly still that woodland creatures come and sit on me.
Question 15.
Really? Jellyfishing with you guys? Oh, that would be the best day ever in my book. I would love to go jellyfishing. I can't think of anything I'd love to do more on my day off than go jellyfishing with my 2 best friends, SpongeBob and...
Round 4.
The fun round this week is Music 2.
Question 16.
Fans of which American singer-songwriter go by the name Swifties?
Question 17.
According to the lyrics of the Eagles song, what can you not do at the Hotel California? Check out, leave, or dance?
Question 18.
Which informal group of singers included Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr.?
Question 19.
Which British rock band released the 1973 album Dark Side of the Moon, which went on to become the 4th best-selling album of all time?
Question 20.
Which guitarist famously performed the Star Spangled Banner at Woodstock in 1969? Okay, it's time for some music. I shall be back in 3.5 minutes with the answers after Jared C. Balog with 747 Intergalactic Boogaloo.
Thank you.
Now, the answer.
Number one was Kill Bill by SZA. Number two was Fast Car by Luke Combs.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way.
Number three was Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat.
I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead.
Number four was Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours.
And number five, the year was 2023.
Round two.
Round two is on the Boeing 747, and the answer to number six, the two common nicknames of the 747 were Queen of the Skies or Jumbo Jet. So either of those would score you the point. Number seven, the 747 has four engines. Number eight, the 747 has 16 wheels in its main landing gear. Number 9, the 747 entered commercial service in the 1970s. And number 10, those two heavily modified 747s were used as space shuttle carriers by NASA.
Round 3.
Round 3 was cartoon characters, and the answer to number 11 was Bobby Hill. Number 12 was Casper the Friendly Ghost. Number 13 was Leela. Number 14 was Luz Noceda. And number 15 was Squidward Tentacles.
Round 4.
The fun round was Music 2, and the answer to number 16, Swifties are fans of Taylor Swift. Number 17, according to the Eagles, it was not possible to leave the Hotel California. Number 18, the group of singers that included Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. were the Rat Pack. Number 19, Dark Side of the Moon was a Pink Floyd album. And number 20, the guitarist that performed the Star Spangled Banner at Woodstock was Jimi Hendrix. That's it for Pod Quiz 1103. Thanks for listening. Some messages before we go. Happy birthday, Connor, and congratulations on graduating high school. Have fun in college. We know you'll do great, and that the whole family is very proud of you. From your dad, Adam. Congratulations to Gillian on her engagement from your fiancé, Tom. And a big hello to Seth and Jess, the perfect quiz partners, with Seth's love of general knowledge and sports and Jess's love of history and music. While I don't provide many answers, I still love our family quiz nights. Lots of love, Lauren, Archie and Bella. Bye now.